Tonight's message is about a man that is not really looked at in Scripture, and I want to have us to allow us to have a look at his life and how God used him, how God worked through him. Barnabas, and for those who are interested in the title is Barnabas the Good Man. Barnabas the Good Man. If you turn in your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter 11. I might call upon some men to help with Scripture reading this evening. I like doing that just to see if everybody's still awake out there. So Acts chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. There's some awesome testimonies of men in the Bible that leave us in absolute awe of what a person can do when they're yielded to God, when they trust and obey the Lord. For example, Enoch was a man who walked with God. I think we looked at that last time I was here. Moses was a friend of God. Abraham was faithful. Joseph would not sin against his God. David had a heart after God's own heart, and Daniel would not defile himself. He stayed pure of heart. Nathanael the Israelite had no guile in him, and today I want to have a look at this man called Barnabas. Barnabas has an incredible testimony. So in Acts chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, Brother Aikert, Doug Aikert, can you please read this portion of Scripture?
Then tidings of these things came up unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of the heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord.
Thank you, brother. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gathering of your children here tonight. And Lord, it's highly possible that there is someone in here this evening who's not saved. I pray this evening you'll speak to their hearts, Lord, even through this short devotion to encourage the brethren. Lord, we ask and invite your Holy Spirit to lead this little message, Lord. And please be pleased to show yourself strong on our behalf, Lord. You know exactly what we need. So we trust in you and commit the service to you and everything that's said in it, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. In verse 24, we see the statement in the Word of God, and it's maybe something that we brush over quite quickly, that Barnabas was a good man. He was a good man. Could you boast of having this testimony, brethren? Being a good man, being a good woman, being a good child. Such a small thing in Scripture, but it means so much. God, the word of God, the word good comes from the name God. It's his character to be good. So without God, there is no good. So when we look at this man, he can only be good if he was a godly man. And now we see why it's such a special testimony that he had. He was a godly man. He was a man of God. You must be born again, Jesus Christ says, to enter the kingdom of heaven. And being born again makes you a man or woman of God. But it doesn't automatically make you a godly man or woman. Do we understand the difference? This man was godly. So let's first look at the background of this man, Barnabas. His name means son of consolation. We're going to go into that soon. He was born of Jewish parents of the tribe of Levi. He was a native to Cyprus. He had possession of land. We read that over in Acts and how he sold it and gave it to those who had need. His personal appearance is supposed to have been dignified and commanding. How can we know that? If you turn to Acts chapter 14, verse 12. Over in Acts chapter 14, verse 12. Please, Brother Paul.
And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul
Mercurius.
Because he was the chief speaker.
So the people called Barnabas Jupiter. The Greeks worshipped, as we know, these pagan gods. And what they're saying is Jupiter has a commanding presence, and this is the presence that Barnabas had. He was commanding. Do you know people like this? They walk into the room and they command your presence. When they talk, you want to listen. They're highly respected. Do you know someone like that? People are drawn to them, and they receive the respect of others. That was Barnabas. And when Paul returned to Jerusalem after he was converted, after he was saved, after the Lord showed himself to him, it was Barnabas that took him and introduced him to the other apostles. It was because of who Barnabas was that the other apostles even gave Paul the time of day. over there in Acts chapter 9, verse 27, if you turn back to Acts chapter 9 and verse 27, it was this man, Barnabas, who brought Paul into the fold of God. Please, James, if you want to read Acts chapter 9, verse 27. So Barnabas was appointed as a missionary to the heathen world. This was his ministry. He visited Cyprus and some of the cities in Asia Minor. You'll see this if you study him for yourself. This was the background of Barnabas. But now let's look into his characteristics that made him a good man, a godly man. And maybe you can see some of these traits in yourself this evening. Son of consolation, what does it mean? Someone who's always exhorting other people, talking highly of others, to lift someone up, to strengthen someone, to encourage someone, not only when they're there in front of you, but when they're not here. You're always talking highly of other people. That's who this man was. They only see the positives in people. Do you know somebody like this? What an incredible testimony to have, that everything that you say doesn't cut anybody down. That was this man. When you're around them, when you're around a person like this, they make you feel good about yourself. In Acts chapter 13, verse 43, Acts chapter 13, verse 43, please, Mr. Jones. Oh, sorry, no glasses. Awesome, Brother Howard.
Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious
proselytes
followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
And if you look back in Acts chapter 11, verses 22 and 23, it says there, then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. We need people to lift us up, to encourage us. I've had this, Kate's had this the whole time we've been in this country. It's wonderful to be lifted up. It helps you, it encourages you to carry on for the Lord. He had nothing bad to say about anyone. He never cut anyone down. Some people make you feel terrible after talking with them. Did you know anybody like that? You go up to them, you're in a good mood, you start talking to them, and it's, woe is me, this is my life, and it's horrible. And you just come away thinking, man, I was in a good mood. And now I feel really bad. But someone like Barnabas would make you feel good about yourself and your walk with the Lord. Do you hear people gossiping about others? It happens in Christianity, doesn't it? I hope you say to that person who's gossiping without someone else around, go and speak to them about it. I don't need to know. You know what I love about Brother Rex is he only exhorts. I don't know anybody else like this. I've never heard this man talk bad about anybody. And it's a special character to have. So I love being around him. Every time I come away from Rex, I feel better. I feel like I've been around God. He just wants to talk about positive things. It's not in Rex's character to talk bad about somebody. I pray that you can have the same testimony, brethren. A good man is only to exhort everyone, and Barnabas was this kind of person. Encourage the brethren to walk with God, to continue in the faith. If you have this personality of exhorting others, this characteristic, you'll also have sympathy, you'll also have love, you'll also show compassion for the brethren. If you look there in Acts chapter 4, continuing to talk about this man, in Acts chapter 4, verses 36 and 37... Please, Brother Brad, 36 and 37, Acts 4.
And Joseph, who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and bought the money, and landed at the apostle's feet.
So Barnabas, thank you, brother, saw the need of the brethren and sacrificed to meet their need. He sympathized with them. He had compassion on them. A good man is always giving. And unfortunately, a lot of people target good men and take advantage of them. In Romania, many times I feel guilty for not giving, because if you give just once to a person over there, they'll keep coming back again and again and again. And if you stop giving, they'll do something bad to you. They'll burn down your house, your car, because they got you once and they expect you to continue. But that's not a reason to stop giving, brethren. He saw the need here, he gave. It wasn't in his character to say, no, I'll stop giving. It's like saying, God will stop being a good person. God will stop giving to us. Jesus Christ will stop being merciful and gracious. He can't. And a person who has this characteristic of giving can't stop, even though they've been abused, used. It's in their very nature to give. The reason they're giving is out of the goodness of their heart. And this was Barnabas. And Barnabas was filled with the Holy Spirit and he was full of faith. Look in Acts chapter 11, verse 24. We read it at the start, Acts chapter 11, verse 24. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. When there's a good person among you, brethren, there's clear evidence that you've got someone good, someone godly among you. This verse says that a good man is full of the Holy Ghost and full of faith. And because they're full of God, there's evidence. What's the evidence? People are coming to the Lord. People are getting encouraged. There's something happening in the churches. Not because of the good person, but because God was working through them. And this man Barnabas was full of faith and full of God. And a good person has an influence, a great influence on the others around them. Look at Acts chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Please, Pastor. Acts 11, 25 and 26.
Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for a sick soul. When he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. It came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first.
A good person will bring a fresh perspective to the people, encourage them to get into service, to start following God, to continue following God. This was Barnabas. To have a more zeal for the Lord is what they want to give to the others around them. For an entire year, Barnabas stayed with the congregation at Antioch. Wow, it must have been incredible that year. They proclaimed the word of God there. They wanted to teach, they wanted to be taught from Barnabas and Paul. He must have been some awesome type of person to be taught from. There must have been such excitement in this church, first church where they were called Christians. Wow. They would have been on fire for the Lord, this church. Because that is where the term Christian was first heard, in Antioch. Everyone around them would have known that they were people who loved God, people who followed the Lord Jesus Christ. What an influence a good man can have, a godly man can have among the brethren. And a good man is trustworthy. I learned this a long time ago. A good friend of mine said, are you trustworthy? Can you be trusted with things in your church, among your brethren, from your pastor? Because a good man, a godly man, is trustworthy. Have a look there in Acts chapter 11, verses 29 and 30. Please, Brother John. Acts 11, verses 29 and 30. Can you be trusted with a task? Can your pastor come up to you and say, I'd like you to organize this? Go for it. Barnabas and Paul were trusted with this task. If you read back there in Acts 11, you don't have to go there now. There was a famine in the area. And they collected things here and they gave them to Barnabas and Saul. They were trusted to deliver it to them, to not steal it, to not sell it. But even more than that, they would have also been trusted to meet their spiritual needs. Can you be trusted to fill the gap if there is one? If the pastor has to go somewhere, please stand in. Can you be trusted? Do you have the heart of a missionary to do the work of a missionary like Barnabas? Look there in Acts 13, verse 2. In Acts 13, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. A good man is always ready to fill the gap. They study their Bible. They follow the Lord. They obey God's commandments. They trust in God. That's a good man. That's a godly man. Have I just described you? They were separated, it says there in verse 2, separated for a specific work. And there was clear evidence that God was in the ministry. If there's a good man, if there's a godly man, there's clear evidence from the fruit that's coming from the ministry. A good man is not only called to a certain ministry, they finish what they started. We understand that. There's so many quitting. There's so many retiring. I don't understand that concept. But he finished what he started. Have a look there in Acts chapter 12, verse 25. Please, Dad. In Acts 12, 25.
And Barnabas and Saul returned from Jerusalem when they had fulfilled their ministry and took with them John, whose surname was Mark.
Thank you. There are many people around the world today that are just quitting. There's no commitment anymore. They give up. They give up on school. They give up on work. They give up on their marriage. They give up on their children. They give up on church. They give up on God. But a good man finishes the ministry that the Lord gave them. 3 years ago when I came back and I was on my deathbed, for those of you who remember, my prayer for 8 hours a day was, please let me finish what I started, Lord, what you started through me. Please help me to finish it. It comes from Paul in 2 Timothy, we'll finish here, 4:7. 2 Timothy 4:7, where Paul says, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. A good man, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. If you're a godly man, your steps are directed of the Lord. This is Barnabas. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A godly man will obtain favor from God. There's so much more about Barnabas, but we're going to end here. What I love about him finishing, Paul gave up on Mark. We look here in the last verse that was read. Paul gave up on Mark. He must have been a young man, pretty arrogant. He said he was so angry with Barnabas that they separated and went their own ways. But Barnabas didn't. He wouldn't give up on him. And Mark became very profitable. So I pray this has been an encouragement to you. Are you a good person? Are you a godly person? We have our own idea of who we are. But what's somebody else's testimony of you? Do you have these characteristics of a good person? Barnabas did. Thank you, Pastor. You want to...